late. We'll
Sunday, Parshas, Toldos, Shir Yudalot.
Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Isai, and we're doing over here the sugya of Kesef Minolon. The Gemara is the question of how do we know that Isha's Miskadesh is Kesef, and also, Gemara's question is how do you know the Kesef goes to the father? It says in the Mishnah, Av Zakai Bibito Bektusheb, Kesef Shtar Bibiyah. We're going to get back to the Zakai, hopefully. Somebody asked me that question. I think it was Toivy asked me the question about Zakai, which we're going to see in the Rashi later on. Hopefully, we'll try to get back to it. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It says in the Pasuk, Vyasachinam. And kosef, and kesef lo adain zeh, aval yesh kesef lo adain acher, uman nihu, av. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. It doesn't say in the drasha, Rashi explains. It doesn't say in the drasha, ein yotzah chinam, ein loy kesef. It says ein kesef. So ve'ema lidida, maybe it should go to her, which means you just make change the drasha to ein kesef biyitzia zu yesh kesef biyitzia acher. So I have to just change the drasha. Like, hold on a second. Hachi hashda. Says the Gemara, avim akabel k'tusha d'chsiv esbitin asati li'isha zeh v'ihi shakla kaspa v'ken zayin. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? The father is makabel k'tusha and she's going to take the money. Now this seems to be a nuance of a difference between Rashi and the Ritva. We gave out the Ritva on Thursday. I hope you're able to look at it. Rashi says, I shakla kash, I tishkoil kaspa. The Dimascha of Rashi, v'tmiya evshu shal chinam zikeo kasev v'kabel k'tusha. What are we seeing in Rashi? If you carefully in Rashi, and this diuk Rabbi Isai, Rabbi El Yashiv makes in his Aris, Rabbi Moshe makes in his Aris. This diuk, you see the Zichron Tzvi Meir makes in the Sefer Zichron Tzvi Meir. Schweitzer, it's your what? Your father's mechutin. The Zichron Tzvi Meir is Rabbi Tzvi Meir Silverberg's father. And who? Aaron's great uncle. David's cousins, something or other. Yeah, something or other, something like that.
Brother.
Akitzer, the Zichron Tzvi Meir is Tzvi Meir Silverberg's father. They all make the same diak. If you look at the nuance in Rashi, what Rashi is saying is, technically, is it possible for the father to be Mekabel Kedushin and the Isha to get the money?
Yes. Of course.
What's the problem? It's not Mistaber. It's not something that is likely, or it's not something that we would understand. I'm going to find the right word for it. Says Rashi, "Efshar shal chinam zikeo akasev v'kabas kedushah." It's not ethical. That's the word I'm looking for. It's not ethical.
He asks, "Is it possible?"
Is it possible? It's possible, but he doesn't mean. Is it ethically? Is it ethical?
You should say Lashonov doesn't make sense.
That's what he means. Is it ethical? I'm using the word ethical.
Yeah.
What?
Is it possible?
Because it's not ethically possible. It's not ethically possible. Efter shal chinam zikeo. For what? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Technically, could it happen? Yes. But is it ethical if it would happen? It's not ethical.
What's not ethical?
That's what Rashi says. Efter shal chinam zikeo. What did the Torah do that for? You put him in charge, and what does he get out of it? Nothing. Come on, what are we doing that for? Why would you do that? Is it technically, could it be? Is there such a thing as him being Makadosh and her getting the money?
Sure.
Yes, but it's just not ethical. The Ritva seems to be taking it further. So that's what getting back to Rashi, which will tell you yes. We'll have to see exactly how to deal with that. But Rashi seems to say it's not ethical. We'll see exactly how to deal with that. The Ritva, however, which... Right. That was Tavi's question. Does anyone have the Ritva here that we could read the Lashon of the Ritva? Thank you very much. The Ritva seems to take it further than Rashi. The Ritva says, Kivan de'iu havi makne loy sagi de'loy havi kesef delay. Loy sagi de'loy kesef delay means that it's not possible. If he's the makneh, he gets the money. If she gets the money, then she has to be the baldover, and not him.
So he's looking at it more like he's the makneh, which makes more sense. The Rashi doesn't know that he just had the rights.
We'll see in a second. So the Ritva seems to say, it's not possible. It can't be. Either whoever takes the money is the boss. Whoever's the boss takes the money. If the Isha takes the money, who's the boss? She's the boss. If he takes the money, who's the boss? If he's the boss, he takes the money. So according to the ritual, and the Gemara says, says the Gemara, Avim Makabu Knusheh, the Chsivis, Bitin Asati, the Isha Zeh, V'ihi Shaklok, Kaspa. What does the Gemara mean to say?
It's impossible.
So I think.
Unless we have Chayim Kasa teaching you that. He's learning off in the first pasuk of the schos that there's no.
It's teaching that there is kesef. Someone else asked me that question. You asked me that question. The fact that there is kesef.
Think there would be kesef. It's rather
kedushin. Who said there's kesef kedushin? Where's the question? Oh, you asked me the question. We don't know kicha yet. So that's what we thought we're learning off from over there. Just that.
Okay.
So Rabbi say. When we. See, we have what appears to me a subtle machlokes, Rashi and Ritva. Subtle it is, but a machlokes. According to Rashi, again, Rabbi said, according to Rashi, is it technically possible to divide who gets the money and who's the Makadesh? Yes, it's just unethical. According to the Ritva, is it technically possible to divide who? No. So now, whenever you have a machlokes, you have to look at who is the one that you would say is deviating. Where's the pashtus? And there's many different oifanim of pashtus. There's a pashtus in the lashon. There's a pashtus in the svara. There's a pashtus that could be many. So I would like to suggest the Gemara. Just reading the Gemara to me is mashma like Rashi. I'll show you how. The Gemara says. Hachi hashta. Avi makabel kedusha dechseves biten esati isha zeh. Ve'ihi shakla kaspa. The father's makadish, and she's going to take the money. Now, I would call that, help me with the word. I'm going to call it cynical, but maybe there's another word for it. There's a better word for it. What? Kind of rhetorical, kind of rhetorical, cynical, what? Hold on a second. She's makadish, and he takes the money. Now, if you learn like Rashi, can you say the following thing? Listen. He's Makadosh, he gets the money. Can you say that?
No.
Because technically, is it possible for him to be Makadosh and to get the money? Yeah. But why would you do such a thing? That sounds ridiculous. So that's the Gemara's question. Hachi Ashta. He's Makadosh and she gets the money. Well, why would it be such a thing? But according to the Ritzvah, the Gemara should speak more straight. He's Makadosh, he gets the money. Why is the Gemara speaking backwards according to the Ritva? Hold on a second. He's Makadosh and she gets the money. You should just say he's Makadosh. He has to get the money. He's Makadosh. We know. Speak to the Makadosh. The Makadosh gets the money. Period. It just speaks straight. Maybe the rhetorical nature. I was using the word cynical, but rhetorical is probably better. Rhetorical nature of the Gemara sounds more like Rashi, where it doesn't have to be, but it doesn't sound right to us. Hold on a second. He's Makadosh and she gets the money. How could it be such a thing? But the Achronim say that Misvara Rashi, the Ritva makes more sense. If you look in Rabbi Yosef, which we didn't photocopy, but also Rabbi Moshe says that Avada, the Ritva's Pshat, is much more simple. Why is Rashi not saying like the Ritva? L'choira kosha, yiksha l'choira, my time lo pirish Rashi, pirish pashut hazeh. I'm just reading the last words of Rav Moshe. My time alo pirish Rashi, pirish pashut hazeh. Very simple. What? It doesn't quote the Ritva, interestingly. Interestingly, it doesn't quote the Ritva. But he says, also Rabbi Yashav. Okay, Rabbi Yashav didn't write his Sefer, so it's not Mukh. And he probably didn't want to confuse people. But the difference was, just says, L'chayri could have said simply. Could be. He says that if the kesef would not go to the father, behechrich hu shel av, behechrich hu shel av, it has to go to the father. Not that it's ethical to go to the father, behechrich hu shel av. That sounds very much like the Ritva. So what's the beer of the machlekes? Comes along the Sefer Zichron Tzvi Meir. Zichron Tzvi Meir also makes this diuk. And also asks the question on the Rashi. He asks on Rashi, his lashon is, why doesn't Tzurch Bir Lama Rashi Nud Mipirish Bahir Zeh. Ritva's Pshat is so clear, it's so Bahir. Why is Rashi deviating? Nod means to deviate. Why is he saying it? Says the Zichron Simeir, maybe the Machlokes is as follows. What is the geder of the relationship between the father and the daughter? We know that a father is mekabel kedushin for his daughter. He can do that. Is the pshat that the Torah is telling us the father is the bailim on the daughter? The father has bailus over his daughter, he owns his daughter, right? Similar, not the same, similar to the way a person can own his shor and his chamor, he owns his daughter. He's the bailim. Or the pshat is, the father is the apotropis on the daughter. He's the person who's put in charge of the daughter. He has power of attorney on his daughter. But it's her life, and he's just there to make sure she doesn't make any big mistakes, or to position her the best possible. So, being that we want girls to get married young, so therefore, the father is apotropis on the daughter. How would you understand? If you look in the Ritva says black on white that what's going on over here is the father is a bailim. The Ritva even stresses, says the Ritva, who is the Baal Dovar? Is the father the Baal Dovar? Is he the Makne, the Baal Dovar? Or is he Enoi Ella Kishliach? Says the Ritva, if you want to consider him a Baal Dovar, who gets the money? He's got to get the money. If you want to consider him a shliach, the Ritva seems to say, okay, if he's just a shliach, who's going to get the money? She can get the money. I understand. He can do the kedushin and she can get the money. But that's if you're going to consider him to be like a shliach. However, if you're going to consider him like a bailim, like a baal dovar, like a makneh, how could he be a makneh and not get the money? Says the Zichron Tzimaya, Ibazei, what's Pshat in Rashi? We'll have to say Rashi Taka holds that all the father is when it comes to the situation is a shliach. The father is just there to make sure his daughter is positioned in the best place possible. And therefore, is it theoretically possible that the father can do the kedushin and the daughter gets the money?
100%.
Who's the makneh?
She is.
She is. What's he? Merely?
Shliach.
Why would he get the money?
Oh! Then he says, but if that's true, then why Taka does he get the money?
Pasuk tells us.
But what's, well, no, not the Pasuk. No, we're going right now. The Gemara is saying, Rashi is saying, it's a Svara. Hachi hashta, v'yir makabal kedusha, d'chsev esbiti, v'yir shak lakaspa, says Rashi, efshu shachinim z'kei hakasim. Maybe for nothing? What do you mean for nothing? His job is to take care of his daughter. Nothing to do with him. If he's bailim, I can understand better. But if he's not bailim, so then what do you mean? He's an apotropis. Most apotropises, an apotropis can sell a field for a katan. Does he get the money? What does that apotropis get for being apotropis? Nothing. Nothing. He gets a mitzvah. Take care of your kid. I don't get it. What's the problem? So he struggles with this a little bit. He struggles. And I have also a problem. Because we started off, we said, Ha'av zakai bitoi b'kdusheha b'kesef shtar b'ya. Which we said that the father has a schus, that means that he's just an apotropis. The father's just an apotropis. He can be meiser lebir al korcha. We explained the father can actually be koyveh what her mice is. He's an apotropis. I would like to suggest a different pshat. I'd like to suggest a different pshat in the beer of the machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva. And maybe we'll find other rayas. Maybe Rashi Taka holds like the Ritva. He's a bailim, he's a makri, he's a baldover, whatever you want to call him, he's all that stuff. But still it's not muchrach that the owner of the money is going to be the father. Why? Because how does Rashi understand kesef kedushin? Let's understand for a moment. What is kesef kedushin? What is the what's the mechanism of being mekadesh and isha with kesef? Rashi says, just put it, the Rambam says, yitin davar b'yadish, just put it in her hands. We said over from the Granat, Pshat and Rashi, you don't even need kinyan. You don't even need kinyan. The kedushin has nothing to do with the kinyan. Who owns the money is not going to dictate of whether you're married or not married. The makneh doesn't even, it's not a part of the kinyan machlal. I'm the makneh. Do I have to get the money? No, what does it do with the money? What does the money have to do with the kinyan? We said Rashi learns from Ste'efren. And we said, according to Rashi, maybe he said the Ishtamid. Maybe even by Ste'efren, the money wasn't the kinyan. It's under the kinyan. It's yitain davar biyarisha. Put it in her hands. So now I'm in charge, so I'll take the money for her. Okay, but who gets the money? Where does the money go to? That has nothing to do with the kedushin. In theory, it could go to the isha. Maybe. I don't know why he would be the machne and she would get the money. I don't know why you do that. Maybe it doesn't make. Maybe it's not unethical. Maybe, but are the two are they intertwined? The bailim on the money and the one doing the kedushin. No. If you learn like Tosfos, my friends, Tosfos says that the vart is that the kihechi that the kihechi that the kesef of Sada is kinyin, the kesef of Ishus is kinyin. We're learning it seems to be a regular kinyin kesef. So I don't get it. I'm the Makadish. I'm doing a kinyan in the money. How did it go to her? I'm the Makan over here. I'm the one selling. I'm selling. The whole kinyan is the money. So I got the money. How can I do a kinyan kesef without getting the money? It makes no sense. I can't do a kinyan kesef without getting money. It's not possible. That's what kinyan kesef is. It's I get money, you get the isha. Or, so let's do it. Okay, so I get the money, it goes to her. Well, I'm not the makna. How can I be the makna and not get the money? If the kesef is kesef kinyan, like we were saying from Tosfos, Eino Hanami, it's bilti efshari. It's impossible to divide who gets the money and who's the makna. But Rashi Lishitasoi, my friends. Rashi Lishitasoi, that learns that the yisoid of kesef is not kinyan. Either Gemara says kichaikri kinyan. Kichaikri kinyan! The kich of the ishus is called kinyan, not the kesef. Rashi Lishitasi learns that the kesef is just the maisa kinyan. That's all it is. It's just yitain davar biyad ha'isha. Grado, it should be kesef. Hold on. Grado, it should be kesef. Does it have to be shavapruta? Kind of. Not because of the kinyan shabai. Why does it have to be a shavapruta according to Rashi? Because of Ganai. But on them, it doesn't have to be a kesef. Tosfos says, no. It's not kesef. What do you mean? How can you do kinyan on pachas mishavapruta? Tosfos lishitasa. Rashi lishitasa. He says, Rashi over here, I can hear that the kesef is going to go to her. What does it have to do with anything? Who owns the money after the kinyan is done? Oh, that's nothing to do with the etzem kinyan. It's a zaiti gazach, according to Rashi. The bailus on the kesef is a zaiti gazach.
Why is not?
Oh, so says Rashi, Efshar Shal Chinam Zikeo HaKosef. For nothing, the Torah gave him this schus. Efshar Shal Chinam Zikehu HaKosef.
Wouldn't it become a gnai for them?
Rashi learns, schus does not need money. What is the translation of the word schus? When we said in Rashi, not Tosfos?
Rights.
But what am I getting these rights for? You're right. It's called rights without money. But what for? Why do I have these rights? Why did I become the Bailam? I'm the Bailam for what reason? You want me to make sure she gets married? Make me apitropis. You didn't make me apitropis. You made me Bailam. What am I Bailam for? What are you giving me it for? True, it's rights. But what do I have these rights for? What are these rights?
Star.
What?
What about Star? You're being
Makadosh. So this is the question of when a person is Makadosh and Isha with Star, what does he get out of that?
She said that game, the cork.
That depends if it's like it's for like the Tosfos Rush. Tosfos Rush, you don't get cork.
It's kosher.
It's a machlekes. It's kosher.
Anyways, we see from Bila, Rashi doesn't hold it. You need
to. And that's for the schus. But efshar shal chinam zikeyu akasim. The zikeyu is rights. But what am I getting these rights for?
So we'll ask
from Bila. Yeah, okay. And anything. But you're only saying the following thing.
Wouldn't it become a gnai for her? Again, Rashi does.
That's a Shiloh. You've been Makadosh Pachas Mishavapruta to a father. The money's going to the father. It's not going to her. So who cares if it's Pachas Mishavapruta? It's going to be Viter. It's an interesting Shiloh to discuss over here. How to deal with that? Aaron's question. I'll call upon him. What we're saying is all of the conditions are all being put into one basket of schus. There's different degrees of schus. But what did I get a schus for? The schus I'm getting because now I can get the money if I decide to Makadosh with Kesef. I don't have to Makadosh with Shtar. What?
Schus means right.
But Efshar Shal Chinam Zikeyu. What did Hashem give me those rights for? That I can get some sort of perk from it.
Yeah, Rashi can entertain if the daughter gets the money, right?
He what?
Rashi can entertain if the daughter gets the money. He's fine with that.
In theory, technically. Right? Now, you know why? Do you know why? Should I tell you why? Because schus doesn't mean money, it means rights.
Right. Okay. So what's the problem with the daughter actually getting the money, and he still has zuchus over her?
Because what? Why? Why does what does the zuchus help me for?
What does the zuchus help him if he marries her off with a shtar?
In a chanami. You're right, but the schus of marrying her all go into kesef shtarbiya, all go into this mitnasat yishaseh. So this is an overall schus. Now it happens to be good to anyone. If you want, you could give the money to your daughter. Could you give the money to your daughter if you want to? Could you marry off with kesef with shtar if you want to? Could, but there still is some sort of perk that I'm getting over here, which is I'm getting the kesef. That seems to be pshat according to Rashi. Al koponim, thus can zayin the beer of the machlokes between Rashi and the Rit. Zok the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara, the Eima Hani Milik Tana the Lesla Yad Lekavel Kedushin. Maybe that's only a Ktana. She doesn't have a Yad to be Mekavel Kedushin. That's why the father is Mekadosher. Aval Naira the Isla Yad Lekavel Kedushin. Taktish Ihi Napshavet Tishko Kaspa. The pasuk gets beaten. Asatli Yishazem. Maybe it's only talking about a Ktana. You're right. You got a Raya. No, it's the Gemara is not trying to totally dump the original pasuk. The pasuk is good. The pasuk of Esbitin Asati Li'ish Hazeh tells me that she, for sure, the father is a Makadesh, and then he's going to get the money. But that's only for Ketana. We now want to know also for Nara. Amy Hanemili Ketana. So you got a good raya for Ketana. But how do I know also by Nara? The pasuk gets beating the sati lishazeh. The Gemara right now is assuming it's talking about what? Ketana. Says Rashi. Ve'mahani mili dezachi lo lakablo miktana de eshein lo yad. The lav basdeyahi. She doesn't have yad because she's lav basdeyah. Rav agav de krov moitzi shemra b'nayra ksiv. Yichsiv v'nasan lo v'yanayra lo ilo nekitshani ilo b'kat nusa. Rashi says, what are you talking about? The pasuk gets beating the sati lishazeh. It's talking about Naira. What do you mean, Ani Mahani Miktaina? That's the most ridiculous Havamina in the world. The pasuk's talking about Naira. How do you know the pasuk's talking about Naira, says Rashi? The pasuk says Naira. What do you mean, Ani Mahani Miktaina? Says Rashi, oh, I'll tell you. Maybe what it means is as follows. When he did the Kedushin, originally, back in the day, what was she? Ketana. Now that you're actually paying, so now what are we talking about? Where is she now? Naira. But the Kedushin Esbiti Nosati, when did the Esbiti Nosati actually happen? When she was a Ketana. So maybe the father married off when she was a Ketana. Now that this whole thing came down, how long is it between the Kedushin and the Nisuin?
A year.
Maybe she was 11 and a half when they did the Kedushin, and now she's 12 and a half. So Venosma via Naira, when they actually did the Nisuin, when the husband comes in and says that she was not a Besula, because it's talking about the case of Mati Shemra, maybe she's already a Naira. Venosnu la via Naira. But when they got married, she's a Ketana. Could be. I have a kasha on Rashi. I've had this kasha for many years. If you look in the parsha of Mitzi Shemra, the word Naira appears many times. Many times. Where is the word Naira that Rashi brings? The Nosnu Lavia Naira. That's in Pasuk Yud Tes. That's in the end. V'onchu oisoy mea kesef, v'nosnu la'aviyah naira. You punish him, make him give 100. That's definitely not the first time, or the second time, or the third time it says naira in the parsha.
The last?
What?
The last?
Nope. Not the last. Why is Rashi doing that? Not only that, but the very pasuk of Vesbiti nosati le'ish hazeh, yener pasuk. How does the pasuk start? The pasuk says, "Va'omer Avi Hanayro, Esbiti Nosati Lishazeh." It's that pasuk. So why is Rashi not bringing that pasuk? The pasuk before that, "Va'lokach Avi Hanayro V'ima Voitzis Besule Hanayro Zikne Yerashara." Why is Rashi not bringing that pasuk? All these pasukim, all it says Naira. Rashi waits until Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk Tesayin. What's the pshat? So, Rabbi said, I'm going to tell you a miktas teretz. I'd like you to try to figure out the rest of the teretz yourself. It says Naira many times in this Pasuk. Every time in this parasha, every time aside for one, it's written with a kriya and a ksiv, which means that it's written in the Torah one way and it's pronounced another way. It's written in the Torah as nar. Nar. You look, every time the Chumash brings it, nar ksiv. It's obviously not talking about a nar, because nar is a boy, and it says besule hanar, besule hanara. So the kri, the way we read it, is nara. But it's written nar, and the Gemara actually talks about why do we do that? Why does the pasuk, is there a kri and a ksiv? There's a reason. It's a mesoira. The one time that it says nara is the one time that Rashi brings. The pasuk says, V'nosnu la'avi ha'naira. There it says naira.
Can it be that Rashi looks like I'm referring to the naira all at the end?
It's not all the way at the end. There's another naira afterwards.
No, it's also Kriya Ksiv.
Kriya Ksiv also. Right.
You're talking about the different spelling.
So perhaps, for some reason, we have to see what the drush is in the Gemara. Rashi is intentionally avoiding a Kriya Ksiv. Why does he have to avoid a Kriya? It clearly is talking about a Naira. Besule is not Nar, it's Naira. But maybe something about this pasuk, the way it says Nar Naira, would make us not be comfortable without being a Makar that this is a legitimate Naira.
Why is it not as legit?
Oh, that you have to check. I want you to look that up.
Is it not as legit?
Look that up.
In the Gemara. You have to check over there and look in the Chumash. The Chumash tell you which Gemara to look at. What?
Is it not as legit? Kriya Ksiv versus having it straight up.
It's there, but there's always a reason. We have to see what the reason for the Kriya Ksiv is and see if that perhaps is going to cause wiggle room that maybe the Pasuk is not really Naira. Maybe it's not a real Naira. That's why Rashi is not comfortable bringing that Pasuk. Rashi has to wait till a Pasuk that says Naira Naira. Real Naira. This is full Naira. The other Pasukim are like a Psanar Naira. What does Naira Naira mean?
What's the Joshua? Maybe.
But I want you to look up, my dear. That's what Night Seder is for. Okay, let's keep going, Rabbi Sai.
Who cares if another pasuk is written by Naira?
Yeah.
It's not our pasuk. I get what Rabbi's saying, that he wants.
My kasha, you're saying?
No, not the kasha, just dumb. How would it work? Not just, it's why would it bring that one over this one? How would that one work?
The mice of the parasha is talking about Naira. So that's what his answer is. He says that maybe later on she's a Naira. Previously was she was a Ktana. But it seems like at that moment at least she was for sure a Naira.
If she was a Ktana when she got married to this guy, yeah. And he did, who did the money go to?
Nobody. That's another thing that Tosa speaks about. We'll get to the Tosa Bezisha. The whole parasha doesn't exist if she's Mamish or Gdaila. Akoponim. So the Gemara is having his ein hani mi liktana la seyad. I will naira de islo yad, says Rashi. Mishehi via shtei Cyrus. Gedoyla lechol davar lechol oinchim ule mamoin shemekcha mekach umemkar umemkar. I tishkol I taktish nafsha. Then she can be makadosh herself. Rashi is saying a lot of stuff here. What does it mean yesh lo yad? Rashi goes off and he launches into an entire description of what does it mean to have a yad. Says Rashi, she's a gedoyla lechol davar lechol oinchim lemamoin shemekhamekach omemkar memkar ihi taktish nafsho. What does Rashi say all that for? What's it relevant if she has a yad or she doesn't have a yad? Whether she can be makabel. The kesef, kesef gedushin. Could she take the kesef? So just say she have a yad to be makabel kesef or not. Azoi brings the Shari Shmuel, Reb Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. He brings a Mordechai. Mordechai is in the back of the Gemara. Simin Tov Kuf Tesvav. The Mordechai says, what does it mean? Isla yad or less yad? Lin zchias mamon hakedushin. Can she take the money or not take the money? Do I have a yad to take money or not? It's a question of can she be zoicha in the kesef or not be zoicha in the kesef? That's the whole shaila of whether or not she's a ktana in layad. So the father gets the money, but a gedoyla she yesh layad, and now she yesh layad. Let her take the kesef. Maybe she gets the money for herself. What does it mean she has yad? Does she have yad to take money or not? That's the shaila. What are we talking about? Him giving money to who? To the father? To the isha? That's what we're talking about. So let's talk about if she has a yad for mominus for the money, the kesef kedushin. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me just finish it off. Then you'll say. However, Rashi doesn't say that. Let's look in the Shari Shmuas inside. I'm going to get to you then. Okay. Hine Mordechai Simin Tov Kuf Tes Vav Mefarish De Islo Yad Veles Lo Yad Linyin Zchias Mamon HaKadushin Achein mimasha pirish Rashi diktana ein lo yad shein lo das v'naira yesh lo yad mishum shegidol lechol davar. The whole davar, the oinchim. What are we talking about oinchim for? Mekach, memkar. What's going on? V'imin liyim zchias moment airi lameli lozeh shigdoy lechol davar le oinchim. V'arei dai b'mashik doy lemekach memkar v'yesh lo yad. Yesh lo zchia. She can be zoych in the kesef. What in the world is? Why is Rashi saying all this for? What do we need this entire dialogue of Rashi? Yeah. It just keeps on going the same thing. Yeah, what do you say, Daniel?
According to Rashi, that what's called that we just said before, that when you do, well, one, it just says, Lashon doesn't really fit when he says it's a chus. This question doesn't make it sound like chus, makes it sound like the machna, that she's able to be makabo the money. Especially with what we just said, that Rashi doesn't hold you have to be makabo, kinyan, the money.
You're asking a question, or are you saying an answer? What are you doing?
I think a question.
What's the question?
That, I'll go with this one, that... According to the Isla Yad Kalo, according to Rashi, she doesn't have to be Makabo the money, though. She just has to put it in her hand. So
the Chayra, the Teretz is as follows. Rashi Lishitosai is half of a fella. If you learn the whole discussion over here, it's who's being Zoyche in the money. Who learns that way? That's about the Kinyan in the money. The Ritva, Toisves. In a Chanami, then the Gemara's discussion is, can she be Zoich in the money or not? Can she do a Kinyan in the money? We're talking about Kinyan. Let's just talk about one thing. Talk about Kinyan. That's what the Mordechai says. Okay, can she do a Kinyan on the money? Can she not do a Kinyan on the money? That's all that makes a difference. Does she have a Yad to do the Kinyan? Masha'enkein, according to Rashi, that's not the discussion. How does Kiddushin work? How does Kesef work, according to Rashi, the Lashon of the Rambam? Yitain, Davar, Biyat, put something in her hand. Does she have a hand? I don't know. What does it mean to have a hand? Is it a hand? But Menageh to what? Is this called a hand? Says Rashi, she has a hand lechol davar for everything. This is called a hand. She's got a hand. If you put it in an infant's hand, that's not called putting it in a hand. Yad means something that she has, that she can. It's considered she has control. Where do you see she has control? She has yad lechol davar leonchim lemekach lememkar. Therefore, again, to kedushin, is it called a hand? That's the Gemara saying. It's called a hand also for kedushin. Lechol davar, it's a hand. What do you mean? Why don't you just talk about Schiyas Mammon? Because there is no Schiyas Mammon in Kedushin! It's not a discussion of Kinyin! If it would be like Sada and Achanami, the whole Shaila is, can she be Koina, can she not be Koina? Is it a Yad for Kinyin and Kesef or not? That's what the Mordechai says. But Rashi Lishitosli says, no, there's no discussion of Kinyin here. We just want to know, is this a Yad? Lechol davar, it's a Yad. For everything is it a Yad. It's a Yad for Oinshim, it's a Yad for Mekach, it's a Yad for Memkar. Therefore, it's also going to be a Yad for Kedushin. For what? For yitain davar biyad ha'isha. For that. That's why Rashi doesn't talk about the discussion of whether or not it's a yad l'inyin zchias mamon l'kedushin. It's not beautiful, Rashi does say. That's what Daniel was. He was working towards. He was inching towards. He said that. So Rabbi said we have a nochamol Rashi l'shitasei. It's a beautiful thing. Rashi has a whole different approach that we hear to how Kenyan works. Zach the Gemara weiter, says the Gemara. Maybe Taka, says the Gemara. Amar Kra, Vinureha Beis Aviha. Kol Shvach Neurim Le'Aviha. The Gemara, no, you can't say she gets the money. Why? Vinureha Beis Aviha. Kol Shvach Neurim Le'Aviha. Now this is a pasuk. I always say, this Gemara is going to get very confusing. I'm telling you now, if you don't really work hard on trying to figure out first Seder, night Seder, what's going on, you're going to lose it. And everything's going to be blurry to you. Because there's numerous different psukim and numerous different cases and numerous different gemaras. I'm trying to start slowly, but we're getting into right now into a really, and you could really get Simchas HaToyah from this sugya here. Minuret Beis Avi is a pasuk by Nedarim. Pasuk says, Eila et chukim asher tziva Hashem es Moshe ben ish leishto ben av lebitoi ben ureha beis aviha. Which when she's a naira, she's where? In the house of her father. What does that mean? That means if she makes a neder, what can the father do? May fear the neder. It's different than being matir a neder, may fear the neder. That means he could just say, forget it, neder gone. Father has that, he has that control. Ben ureha beis aviha. But the Gemara learns, tries to make a drasha from here. Kol shvach neurim la'aviha. any benefits, Shvach Ne'urim goes to her father. So anything that's any income, what would be an example of income? Kedusha money. Income. Who does that go to? Father. What about if she works? Ma'isi Dayim? Father. Everything? Father. Any income? Father. Maybe it's from this makar. So how do we know it goes to the father? Well, this is, it says in the Pasuk, Binu Reha, based on the Yavad Achor, it would be a Kol Shechen for Ketana, but Ketana already has a Pasuk.
What do we need that Pasuk for? Why do you have to go through a whole, like, question about
Sukkos? Okay, so we're going to have to go through, what do we need all the different Sukkim, and we're going to go backwards and forwards, and that's part of this, you know, this whole tapestry over here. Now the Gemara asks the question, okay, so you're telling me from Binu Reha, basically, you can learn that she gets all the income. So why do I need a special Pasuk for Ma'isi Yadayim? The part that says Ma'isi Yadel Davia, is it learned from a pasuk? Why didn't you just say because Binu Rabbi Savia? It's income. Income goes to dad. Elamai, what do I see? Says the Gemara. Elohad Amar of Huna Amar Rab. Minayin the Shemaisi the Ma'isi Bat Slav. Shenemer Chim Koishas Bitolama Ma Amar Ma'isi Del Rabba Af Bas Nami Ma'isi Del Avia. I learned that from a pasuk. Typically, Binu Rabbi Savia. What do I need that pasuk for? Just say any Shvach Ne'urim. Shvach Ne'urim goes to the father. Ella. But first, Nadarm with the Chsif. Wrong! You got it wrong! You can't learn anything out of that pasuk. That pasuk is talking about a forest Nadarm. Is that pasuk talking about profit? No, it's talking about a forest Nadarm. So, therefore, can I learn out Ma'isi Yadayim from that pasuk? So, can I learn out Kesef Kedushin from that pasuk? No. So, you can't, you're back to square one. Yeah. It says Gemara, Chitema Nelef Mina. You want to try to learn out from a forest Nadarm? You can't do that. Because we're trying to learn out money. Hafaras Nedarim is Isurim. Memayna mi Isurim lo yafina. Can't learn it out. So, Rabbi Yisai, what we're going to have to figure out over here, and this is going to be the axle of the sugya. This is the axle of the sugya. There's two things, and we always have to remember these two things. There's the ability to be Mekadesh, and who gets the money. There's two things. That's going to be the axle in the sugya. How do we learn out? I'll give you an example. That a father could be Makadish his daughter. Would you call that Isser or Mammon? It's Isser. It's Isser. The who gets the money is Mamoina. Now the Hafaras Nedarim is Isser or Mammon?
Who gets the money?
So if we see, we have to see if we can, or we, and which one is the crux of the sugya? So can you learn from Hafaras Nedarim if the father can marry off his daughter, leave the money out for a second?
Yeah.
In theory, maybe yes. So the Gemara says Mamoni Meisulo Yafinon. How much yes? How much no? What can we learn? What cannot learn? The Gemara speaks about Ma'isi Yadayim. Go to the father. So when we're talking about that, we're talking about that the father owns her Ma'isi Yadayim. Well, the father gets the Ma'isi Yadayim. Is the only Ma'isi Yadayim? There's two different things. There's who has the rights over it and who gets the money. That is going to be a lot of the discussion which we're going to discuss. Beis Hashem, I would like to try tomorrow to get us a little bit deeper into the sugya. Try to meet again into the Beis Midrash. Hopefully, we're going to have to do a little earlier because I'm meeting with the Koyel, but let's try it around 11:35. We're going to try to meet in the Beis Midrash. We'll do this place over here and more.